Hello.
Hello, this is KJ on the call back for customer support. Do you mind providing me with your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I couldn't understand what you're saying.
I said this is KJ on the call back from customer support. Do you mind providing your zip code with me?
Yeah, 80918.
And your first and last name, sir?
I'm sorry? First and last?
Yes.
Christian Pies.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get the account pulled up.
Huh? For some reason, you're cracking me. I can't hear what you're saying, ma'am.
Can you hear me now?
No, ma'am.
What about now?
No, there's a crackling in the background that I can't hear you with.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
I said,
yes, I can.
Verify your first and last name, please.
Christian Pines.
P-I-N-E-S.
P-A-E-Z as in zebra. P as in Paul, A as in Apple, E as in Eric, Z as in Zebra.
All right, give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
While I get your account pulled up, can you verify your address for me, just the street name and number?
6720 9 Circle.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me let the computer load so I can look at the transactions on the account.
Please. I have an order number for you if you want me to give you that.
Sir, I don't need it. It's coming up. Just give me a second.
Okay. What is the name of the company that you're calling with?
Sir, I'm a third-party call center. I do callbacks for various companies.
I see. Ma'am? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Just give me a second. I went on it to load, okay?
Okay. I don't know what the holdup is. It's you're just pulling up the account, aren't you?
Yes, sir, but my computer has to load in order for me to read the transactions that are on the account. It's my internet that's moving slow. Just give me a second. Once it pull up, I'll be able to discuss it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. So I have the account pulled up here, and I see on the 26th you ordered a technical bag, correct, for $5.74?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. It was shipped out on the 28th. Give me 1 second. Let me see where it is located, okay?
Okay. And I never received an email or confirmation or anything.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you one before we get off the phone today, okay? So that way you can track your own package. Okay, so it is in transit as of the 30th, which is today, at 7:54 a.m. through Glendale Heights, Louisiana. So give me a second, and let me pull up the tracking number again, and I'll read it out to you. You just let me know when you're ready.
You won't be able to email me a link to this? No.
I can't email you a link, but it's also proper protocol that I give you the tracking number as well, because
okay.
If they didn't send you one in the email first, I'll give you the one that's provided here.
Yeah, I haven't even received an email to begin with. That's what made me make this phone call. Cause,
okay.
Hold on 1 second. Now. Let me get a pen and a paper.
You just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And this, what you're giving me right now, is a tracking number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm ready.
9247. I'm sorry. 9274.
9274.
Yes. 8903.
8903.
1843.
1843.
6300.
6300.
0513.
0513.
9274.
Nine,
you missed the last two numbers. 95.
Okay, 051395.
Yes.
Can I repeat this back to you just because you're crackling in a little bit?
Yes.
9274-8903-1843-6300-051395?
That's correct.
Okay, and this is USPS?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Well, if you guys could send me an email in regards to my order, I would appreciate it. I've never received anything, but I'll try tracking it through this. If you can, like I said, if you can forward me an email, that'd be great. Appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
I'll get one sent over to you. Was that all that you needed today?
Yes, ma'am. What was your name again?
Kadriana.
Kadriana.
Yes.
It's Kadriana. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.